129 years.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Gentle redeemer.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual part of the broadcast.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you. Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
Evangelist Rockefeller takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a manger.
Father God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you that this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your word. We know that your word is power, your word is strength, your word is comfort to us. And we ask you this day, Lord, that those that are under the sound of my voice, those that hear these words, Lord, whether they need healing, deliverance, whether they need power, whether they need to be saved, no matter what condition that they're in, Lord, I believe that your word is your power. Your word is you. Your word is you speaking to us. And I know this day that we call on you for your people. And we ask you, Lord, that you hear their prayers, hear their cries, and deliver them from every trouble and every problem that they're having this day. And we know that you're all power, and there's nothing too hard for God. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to let this word work in them. All of those that hear my voice, I'm asking you to let the power of God flow through the airways. Let your anointing flow through the airways. Heal and deliver your people, Lord. Your word, you sent your word by Jesus Christ, and I'm sending your word through the airways that people that hear my voice will be healed, be delivered, and set free from every problem, from every sickness, from every disease, from poverty, and from lack, and everything that the devil has put upon them. Lord, I believe right now, according to your word, and I ask that it be done in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for it right now. Today we're going to be talking about the works of God. We have been called, we have been appointed, we have been anointed, and we have been ordained to do the works of God. I want to talk to you about these works and the ways that we can get these works done that God has called us to do. And I'm going to begin with Isaiah 58:1. You know, this is real important. We're talking about the prophet Isaiah. And we know that he's one of the major prophets of the Bible. And most of his prophecies has come to pass. And there's still a few that haven't come to pass. So I want you to know the seriousness of this. These are just not verses out of the Bible. These are things that have happened, and these are things that's going to happen. And in Isaiah 58, God is telling us the things that we should do. This is one of those works that we have to do. And it says, cry loud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their ways. Saints of God, cry loud means to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice so that the people can hear. Don't stay down in a monotone voice where they know that that's where you are in that monotone voice, and they know what you're meaning. It's not too much meaning to it. But when you lift that voice up and you get loud, then the people are going to hear. They're going to take notice. Well, they got loud, so let's hear what they're saying. That's the purpose of crying out loud, lifting up your voice like a trumpet. You know, a trumpet is not something that's real light and low. It's very loud. And if you're standing by somebody that's playing a trumpet, you almost have to put some earplugs in because it's loud. And this is what God is telling Isaiah to tell us. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. See, that's what's wrong now. This is what's wrong right now in the pulpit. They're not teaching and preaching the things that God want them to preach. They take some of the little minor things in the Bible, like they teach on joy and love and giving and receiving. And that's good because all of it is good. But when it comes to sin, you can't stay on love and joy and peace and giving. You're going to have to hit those sins on the head. If you want people to change, you're going to have to hit those sins on the head just like Jesus did. You know, the prostitutes, he told them, you know, you're living a life that's not right. The tax collectors that were stealing money, he told them, you can't steal and make it into heaven. He told the people of their transgressions and their sins. And saints of God, this is our work. We have to do the same thing. You know, God don't want us to hold back, but he wants to tell the people of their sins. We can't look at the sins of the people and say nothing, you know. That's one of the problems in the church today, as I said before. That's one of the problems that's in the church today. The pastors have stopped calling out sin, and they're preaching messages like love and joy and giving. This is the things that they're teaching today, saints. Not that that's not good. In its place, that's good. But that's not going to get people out of their sins. In Matthew 11, started at the second verse. Well, we'll just talk about Matthew 11. And Jesus was teaching, and he was preaching in the place where John was in prison. And John heard that somebody was preaching the word of God. And so he sent two of his disciples, you know. He sent two of his disciples to see what was being taught, and to bring him back a report. And that's in Matthew 11. And the two disciples, you know, they said unto him, when they got back, they was talking to Jesus, and they said unto Jesus, they said, "Are thou he that should come?" Because they was finding out information for John. So they asked Jesus, they say, "Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another?" And in the fourth verse, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see." Jesus told him, go back and tell him again the things that you hear and see. And the verse 5, it says, this is what Jesus told him. He said, "The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hears. The dead is raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." See, this is what Jesus is telling John's two disciples to go back and tell him. And then he said in verse 6, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." See, saints of God, I think this is what one of the problems is with the church today. We're offended about Jesus. You know, we get irritated. We get annoyed. We get angry, you know, because we don't want to teach this the way God tells us to teach it. We don't want to call out sin and say sin is sin. Homosexuality is wrong. Lying is wrong. Cheating is wrong. Backbiting is wrong. We don't want to tell people that stuff. I don't really know why, because I know I don't have a problem talking about the word of God. But I guess if you have 5,000 people, members in your church, if you have 20,000 members in your church, and you don't want to lose none of them because you don't want to lose the money, then I suppose you will teach some kind of gospel like that. You know, you'll teach on love, you'll teach on peace, you'll teach on anything but sin. And that's what's going to make a person go to heaven or hell, whether they know their sins and turn from them, change, that's the only way you're going to make it into heaven. So that is the main purpose of the gospel, is to show their people, show the people of God their sins. Show them where they do error and do not the truth. That's what Isaiah said. You know, Jesus was telling John when he told him all that, you know, go tell him that the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hears, the dead is raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. You know, he said, go tell him all of that. And then he say, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Don't be ashamed because I'm teaching this. Jesus was telling John about the works he was doing. These are the works that we must do also, saints. The very same works that Jesus was doing then, and he was telling John about it, we have the same works. This is what we must do. This is what we are to do also. You know, our works are to seek and save those that are lost, just like Jesus. We can't shun people that sin. Jesus never did. We pray for them. We correct them. We don't ignore the sin. We don't take the side of the sin. We don't do that. We tell them about their sins. And then we pray for them. And then they can get rid of those sins. You know, Jesus cast out demons and devils, you know, out of the Gadarene. You know that portion of scripture. Jesus cast out those demons and devils. That man was in the rocks. They said a man was in the rocks, and it was in chains, and he had broken the chains. He was cutting himself, and all these kind of things he was doing to his own self. You know, what does that sound like today? That sounds just like those people that have these mind problems today. Schizophrenia and their schizoid and all this kind of stuff. That's no more than demons and devils. And it say and these demons and these devils, the Bible said that was in that Gadarene, they went into the swines, and there was 5,000 swines out there feeding by the water, by the sea. And Jesus told those demons and devils to come out. They said they were legions, and legions is about 5,000 or 6,000. So that man had 5,000 or 6,000 demons and devils in him. And Jesus told them to come out. And they came out. And they said, could we just go in them swines? He said, yeah, go. And he sent them. And they went into those swines. And the swines don't like the devils no more than we do. The swines went and drowned themselves in the sea. See, that's what they did. So how do you think these people feel nowadays, just walking around with these demons and devils in them, and the church folks can't get them out? They don't even try. Church people don't even try. Like I said, they preach these little generic gospels of love and peace and joy and giving. And here the people are suffering with sins, killing themselves. You have more murder and suicide than ever in America today. Committing suicide because they can't stand the pressure of all those demons and devils and that's in them, all those evil spirits. Saints of God, we have power to take that out, and we need to work. Get on your face, get on your knees, cry out to God, and ask God, Lord, help us, anoint us to do this work, and be sincere with God, and you'll get the anointing. You know, in the church we're teaching, we want to teach you about knowledge, the knowledge from God, that we're called to do these things. That's the teaching, that you need knowledge. We cannot teach anybody if we don't have knowledge. And the only way you're going to have knowledge is you're going to have to know God. The only way you can know God, you got to get in the Bible and read about it. The only way you can know some man, T.D. Jakes, or somebody that's long gone, like Smith Wigglesworth. The only way you're going to know those people, you never met them, they got books about them. And you have to read the book. And when you read the book, then you get to know the man. You know, Jesus healed many. He healed that man, that Gadarene. He healed that man. After he cast the demons and devils out of him, he healed him. And he put clothes on him.